Hey gang, welcome back. Episode 41 of Zero Carb Journal. How about that? Can you guys believe it? We're only like 12 weeks from the end of the year. Wow. That's pretty cool. Pretty exciting. And seems like it's coming around quick. So hey, morning guys. It's the end of September. It's almost 7:30 here. It's going to be a beautiful day, it looks like. Sun's coming up over my shoulder. It's been raining like crazy here, so I'm kind of excited that I woke up to blue sky today. It's cold, not cold, but cooler. It's 40-something out there, 45 or so, and windy. The weather is moving through. We had a lot of rain the last few days, so that feels great. And I feel great. Good morning, guys. Hope you guys do, too. Hope you're having a great weekend. And yeah, let's dive right in. Episode 41. So, I had a great week, you guys. I had a really good one. It was mellow. As you guys know, I was sort of on my break week from my goals. I split my year up into 90-day goal rounds, and I take a little break at the end of each one. And so this week was pretty cool. I just had my list pretty empty. It doesn't mean I didn't work. I did. I actually worked quite a bit. But what it means is I just didn't have focus on any, you know, pushing real hard. And I didn't, you know, tell myself, oh, you got to go get that done. And so I just kind of did what I wanted to do, which was great. There, I didn't actually do everything I wanted to do. I probably would have gone surfing earlier in the week if I could have gotten out to the beach. But I had a really good week. You know, I really did a lot of reflecting. I did quite a bit of stuff. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I remember being impressed how much work I got done. Oh, I cleaned out my shop and got into the barn and worked a little bit. And did some other stuff, worked online quite a bit, actually worked on my websites and things. But it was really good to just sort of take it real easy, and reflect and think about my next goals. And I had a good week. So, from a food perspective, let's talk about zero carb. Did I eat anything at all? I did, you know, after I got the phone with you guys. That's funny, huh? After I, finished my, video last week, I ate a little more cheese. Maybe I'd eaten that already. I think maybe I'd eaten that on Saturday. And it hadn't affected me on Sunday. Anyways, sure enough, it kind of messed me up again. Not bad, but it definitely does. So I just had a very little bit, a couple little baby bells, I think, last weekend at some point. And by Monday, yep, I had to use the bathroom a couple times. It wasn't really uncomfortable, but I definitely noticed the difference. And I think even Monday night, I might have had like an urgent kind of visit to the toilet. And I remember being like, well, that's pretty strange. That hasn't happened for a long time. I was like, oh, yeah, the cheese. So, you know, I did that, and again, it's not the end of the world. I'll probably do it again, but it sure is interesting to me to notice that and to have it be consistent, I guess, is really what it is. Because like I said, it's not so bad. I mean, I would never have noticed. I would never have, if I was eating that in a mixed diet, I would never have suspected it was a problem. But it's really interesting to be able to. I'm going to turn off my, excuse me for a sec. Turn off my water pump so we're not listening to my pressure switch go all morning. yeah, it was really interesting. It has been really interesting and really rewarding to be able to pin that down and be like, yeah, every time I eat cheese, that's exactly what happens. Because I know that, you know, with the normal, in a normal diet, like I said, I'd never pin it down and I just keep eating it because it really doesn't feel like it causes me any problems. And I would wonder, you know, why I was not regular in visiting the bathroom all the time. So it felt good to reconfirm that. And I didn't feel too bad from it. So I'll do it again, but I definitely will recognize what it does to me. So for the most part, I just ate my beef and lamb from my freezer, and that has continued to just be fantastic. I ate some lamb ribs, I think, last Saturday, Sunday. Man, they are good. And I ate some beef short ribs yesterday. And, so I'm feeling really good. You guys, no signs of my gallbladder or whatever illness that was bothering me a month ago or so. And my energy's fantastic. And my digestion is calm, and I'm regular. It's just, it's I'm feeling really good. Really, it's been really profound. Continuing to feel like I'm progressing, and that's making me really happy. So, you know, along the way, this week I had one thought I wanted to share, and it's just sort of a tangent. But that's what we're here for, talk about zero carb. You know, one of the things that's been so eye-opening for me on zero carb is really the way a lot of things in my life are seeming to fall into place. My little guy's out there, I think, chasing frogs in the pond or something. He's pretty wound up. And that's my little guy Waylon there, he's part of that, you know. I was reading people talking about feeding their animals vegan and reading a conversation about that. And it really kind of struck me that how the farther I go down this path, the more natural it feels and the more things fall into place, the more life makes sense. You know, I have now, this is going to be probably fairly unique to my perspective out here, living a rural life. Cause I have always tried to live really close in harmony with natural cycles, with tides and seasons and the weather. I'm very observant. You know, I guess you have to be when you're really trying to grow all your own food and be a farmer and stuff. And surfing and snowboarding and sailing and all of my passions that I've done over the years have kept me in close touch with the cycles of the world and what's going on. And zero carb really kind of tied things together for me. And I've talked about it a bit, and I won't be able to go too far into it now because I don't have time and I haven't really corralled my thoughts. But with regards to food, providing food for myself, you know, food independence, and with regards to our domesticated companions and animals and the amount of work that goes into what really is required to keep, you know, your daily life going. I mean, it's been so profound. You know, I spent decades here growing food and trying so hard to grow all my own food. I've touched on this many times. And it was so difficult. I mean, there was a lot of joy in it, I did really well. You know, I was able to, I could grow a lot of potatoes here easily, and I could grow, I mean, obviously all of the accessories, let's say, all of the leafy greens and carrots and tomatoes and peppers. Oh, I was so into my tomatoes and peppers. Boy, I had tons of heirlooms in the greenhouse and, you know, literally thousands of pint jars and quart jars of canning put up, and sauerkraut in the crock and potatoes in the basement, and all the apples and pears and plums and fruit from the orchard in the basement and in the freezer and in preserves and leather and all of those things. And still, you know, I would actually sit down and calculate, like, not exactly calories through the year, but I would kind of look at my daily intake and be like, okay, and potatoes, and here's how many I got of those. And it was so hard, you guys, to make it through the year. And there was so much work involved, and it was so hard on my land, and I needed the right land and I needed the right climate. Exactly. You know, I would try wheat and rice to try and make those my staples, and my climate wasn't right, and it was a lot of work. I could do pretty well, but not make a ton of either of those. And, you know, like I said, potatoes kind of became my main starchy staple. But even that was hard. I could only make them last. We're too warm. We don't go freezing all winter and a lot of high humidity, so they would tend to go bad around January. It just seemed like it was such a struggle. And now, I mean, here I am, I barely even really tried, you know, I did, but I just sort of let the animals go, and now they're all in the freezer, and I literally don't have to go to the store. I mean, in the past, I would struggle to try and make it weeks without going to the store, but I would always have to go for something. You know, there was always something I felt like I needed, even if it was just to make the stuff that I had be palatable, like even if it was just soy sauce or whatever, condiments and spices and recipes and all of those things. So much time processing. The canner, you know, all of these tools, all this equipment, the dehydrator. And now it's like, oh, I can see how humans could survive. It didn't have to be. I mean, it was always hard, but yeah, it just, it really fell into place. And so along with that, I touched on the feeding our pets thing, you know, has really come into play this interaction with my animals, my dogs and cats. And I'm realizing that, you know, like I had short ribs yesterday and I stripped out all the, you know, tendons and gristle and things like that. I go outside and I give part of it, you know, the fatty bits and stuff to the cat and the bony bits and stuff to the dog. And I mean, they are just in heaven and they're eating exactly what they're supposed to eat. And, you know, brings me back to the anthropological, you know, concept of why they're our partners, which, you know, dogs were our hunting friends, right? And they shared the work and they shared our food and they eat. They're perfect partners. I mean, they thrive on the parts of the animals that we don't eat. You know, they need the bones. They eat the gristle and stuff. I mean, heck, they eat the skin and fur if they have to, and the cats do too. You know, I mean, not that the fur has value to them, but it's just, it's been really profound for me. It's like, oh, that's why you're hanging out with me, cat. Oh, that's, I mean, it's not, you know, it's this long cycle of domestication, but that's why our companions are carnivores, you know? Like that was the main thing I took from that conversation about people saying, oh, you know, I feed my dogs vegan food or I don't, or whatever they were saying. I was like, it makes so much sense, you know, why they're our friends, why they hang out with us, why we've developed these relationships. And when you act on that, when you live that way, you know, like I said, like I'm eating just, you know, all these parts of dead animals and I'm giving the parts I don't eat to those guys. And it's just, it all kind of falls into place. And it just made me really happy, I guess. I just really felt connected to this world and, like, you know, I belong, kind of, not with you people. I never feel very comfortable that way, but you know, like, things make sense, kind of, like, I get it. Like, there's my food, you know, there's my friends, here's why we're all hanging out together, here's what we do, and here's how we stay alive, you know. That was a big part of it, was realizing, like, oh, yeah, I slaughtered my bull, and here's all this food for me, but not only is here all this food for me, but here's all this food for my pets. So I have not been buying any pet food for my dogs, and I had been feeding the cat some cat food, but that's really tapering off. I mean, that bag has been lasting for forever. And yeah, it's just a thought, but it was really rewarding. My little whistle there. Sorry about that. It was really rewarding, and it's just been a really cool thing to sort of pay attention to as I go through the day and recognize, you know, all these pieces of the puzzle that are kind of falling into place. And part of that too is how I feel, right? Like energized and able to go do things and feeling like I could go chase down a mammoth or something. I mean, I'm not a caveman. I'm not saying we are, or I am, but things make sense here. And boy, they really didn't before. You know, I had to struggle to make the food taste good and struggle to get my nutrition, and my food was coming from all over the world. I just, you know, I would have not been able to live in place. And I think that holds true for probably 90% of us, you know, that if you took away all of your stuff, you'd be done, you know? And once you get zero carb, I don't know if that ever, you know, I don't think everyone's going to feel that way. This is a part of me and who, what I've done for my whole life. But all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, go ahead. World collapse, you know, I'm going to be okay. That's not exactly how I feel. Of course, I don't want that. But it just makes sense. So anyways, I had that thought. Shower thoughts. Oh, you know, whatever. There you go. That's what was in my head. So, anyways, you guys, let's see. What else can I share with you? I'm feeling like I'm gonna lose my batteries here, so I'm probably gonna keep it short today. I should have probably put new ones in there. But let's see, what else? Oh, goals. Yeah. So I am getting ready to start my new goal period tomorrow. It's gonna take me out to the end of the year. I left them over there, so I don't have them sitting in front of me. But I wrote them up with my new goals for my next round, and they're mostly pretty mundane, you guys. I didn't put any anything too profound. I'm going to, I'm at the beginning part of this experiment, right? Of trying to make ends meet without going and killing myself on the boats. And it's too early to tell if I'm going to make it. I'm kind of thinking I'm probably not going to make it. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be going back to work here before too long. I mean, of course, as soon as someone calls, I'll take some jobs here and there, but I might actually end up, making a different, more permanent move back to work at some point. But for a while, I'm going to stick it out here and focus on trying to, really gain my financial, sustainable financial independence here at home. So I've got a lot of, work to do in the coming months. So I'm going to focus on that, and I'm going to focus on, really staying positive and staying here in the moment as I have been. But as I've gone through these last few weeks, I've realized that's going to be an important component of this program I'm on, because you naturally do get antsy and want to go run around. But I know that this is where I feel the best, and I've got plenty of things to keep me occupied and challenge me here. And I don't need to drive around in circles and spend money. And that is sort of the norm when people get looking for something to occupy themselves. So I'm trying real hard not to do that. A long time ago, I discovered that if I can find my passion at home, or find my passion where I am, that I'll, I can stay there and make progress and feel satisfied. And so that's my goal, is to really stay here in the moment, and work hard on making progress here. So, I've got some sort of mundane stuff, dealing some house chores and stuff down at the shop, and continuing to get rid of stuff, and continue to basically just move my program forward. But to be honest with you, it kind of almost feels like the next, year or so of my goals is going to be sort of restructuring my day to day to sort of aim for this financial independence at home and stay positive. And not only that, though, is really sort of a rebuilding period. I'm sort of over the sick times and the what am I going to do times, and now I sort of have a direction. And my goals are that by next summer, I'd like to, have the means to travel a little bit and go do something else for a little bit. So I think, as much as I was ready for that right now, the reality is I'm not. I don't have all the pieces of the puzzle put together. So I am going to work hard and staying positive, and staying in the moment, so that I can hunker down here and not take myself backwards at all. Because that's a real challenge for me, to not just go, oh, screw it, I'll just start rounding up the credit card again, because I'll get work again next spring and I can do whatever I want right now. But I'm going to try real hard to keep things clean. I'm doing great so far, and I'm really pleased with myself, so that I really am free to move on to the next step. I have some business ideas with my stoves and stuff, but of course all those require investments, and then I'm sort of trapped again. So I'm feeling good about how free I've gotten myself, and free is relative because I can't go anywhere. But I'm free to do my things and work on my programs, and I'm hoping that by next year that I have the means to expand what that might be a little bit, I guess, is really what I'm saying. So really, my goals are pretty mundane right now. They're pretty concrete, but they're aiming towards a little bit more of a vague goal of being a little more able, or being able to do a little more stuff, probably next year. So I have some time to kind of dig in and buckle down. And one of my main goals is just going to be really being here right now and being happy and healthy and focused and positive and staying right here in the moment, this right now. I mean, this beautiful moment with the sun shining out there this morning with all you folks in my life. And yeah, it feels great. I feel positive and fortunate and blessed. So a lot of that's thanks to you guys. So as always, I want to thank you guys for all your comments and support. This is continuing to be a source of joy in my life. And you know, this constant affirmation, you know, every week and reflection and looking at what I'm doing and consciously choosing my path, it really helps. So thank you guys for encouraging me, because I keep wondering, I just keep sort of telling you the same things. But so many of you keep commenting that I should keep doing it, that I think I guess I will. So who knows where we'll end up. Been really enjoying seeing all of you new folks coming into both my podcast and Just a Zero Carb, the carnivore way of eating. It's really rewarding to see other people having the same experience I've had. And I'm getting a lot of validation from continuing to participate and see all your stories. So thanks for that. And hope you guys are feeling as good as I am and looking forward to the future as much as I am, staying positive. And yeah, with that, let's see, we're coming up on 8 o'clock in the morning. I guess with that, I'll probably wind it down. I'm still worried my batteries are about to die. I got one bar on the battery meter there. And I feel like I had some other stuff to talk about, but I guess I'll save it. Now, I say it every week, but maybe it'll happen this week. I'm still hoping to start getting a little more extracurricular, I guess we'll say, videos going. I could do the journal every week, but I'd like to start adding more in the middle of the week. I know M. Fender, you asked me to do another cooking video. I do plan on doing that. I'd like to get back to some workout stuff and like I said, maybe show you some more about what I'm doing cooking wise. I am mostly just eating the burgers, but I think some of the lamb rib cooks and things like that could help some people. Seems like a lot of folks really struggle with some of the slower, tougher cuts. So, yeah. So with all that said, I guess I'll let you guys get about your day and I'll go on to mine. And I cannot thank you guys enough. Thank you so much for all your support, for listening and watching, and for your open minds, really. I mean, that's the one thing I keep taking away when I get out there online and I see the different viewpoints is all of the negative viewpoints, maybe not all, 99.9 of the negative viewpoints that come our way come from people who have no experience with this way of eating and no... You know, it's all just assumptions, whether it's based on what they think is science or whether it's based on, you know, personal experience or just beliefs. It's really rewarding to see that constantly being turned over by people's true experiences and that the light coming on in people's eyes. So I'm going to keep sharing. Hope you guys are doing the same. Let's keep spreading the word. You know, I think we can really help a lot of people. And as always, that's my goal, is just to keep spreading this word. So I get out there and I do some maybe inappropriate things. You know, I talk about what I eat in places where, you know, it's not necessarily welcome. But I really feel like if just one person with IBD or Crohn's or a lifetime of suffering from whatever, depression, whatever your issues are, if just one person, you know, hears this at the right time and says, "Yeah, I'm just going to give it a try," then all of this is worth it. So I'm going to keep sharing. Hope you guys do the same. And let's see if we can help some more folks the way you've helped me. And thank you so much. So, all right, you guys, I hope you have a great day and a wonderful week. And thank you again for listening and watching. All your comments, let me know what I can share with you to help you on your journey or what you'd like to know about mine. And let's keep moving forward, you guys. Alrighty, thanks a lot for watching, and I'll see you next week. See you.